So guys, welcome, no, don't do that. Welcome back to the Husky Musical, the musical podcast. I am your host, Nick. And throughout my time, I have not been recording, which I need to get back on. I keep saying that, but then like I stop because I don't know how to do this. I know it's like I've been doing this since July. I started it and then I that took a break from it and then I redid it. So then I started back again. So I've been like trying. So it's like when I don't know what to do, my brain just like it's there in my mind. It's just like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, how am I supposed to like sound like I know what I'm talking about? Like, I know what I'm talking about, but like, how is that supposed to sound, you know? But in today's episode, it's gonna be a two-parter since, you know, because this TV show has very much a lot of episodes, so I'm gonna like cut it into two parters. So in today's discussion, I need to stop saying we because it's just me, and I am discussing the Netflix original based off a bestseller novel by the one and only Alice Oseman, Heartstopper, the Netflix original. And I just love Heartstopper. There's 8 episodes, and I am going to discuss episode 1 through 4, and it's part 1, this one, and episode 6 through 8 in the next one. So I hope you enjoy. And yeah, let's get into the discussion. So the first episode is titled Meet. Stuck in a secret relationship, Shy Tarly starts to have a crush on Nick Nelson, the school's popular rugby star, and he joins the team against his friend's advice. Okay, this is the first episode, so you know, a lot is not going to happen, especially like in the first 3, but like that's usually in a normal teen drama. But like from like a first minute, we already have drama. So, okay, so when it starts, Charlie is going to see his secret boyfriend Ben Hope, who can die in a hole, he can drop dead, and if you've seen it, you know why. But you know, Charlie is so happy, and you know, I liked like for him to be happy. Like, protect Charlie at all costs, please. Like, I don't want Charlie to ever be hurt. Season 2, if I see Charlie hurt, I'm going to have to call Netflix, and I'm going to have to sue them. Like, and I barely say this about a character. Okay, when I had my Andy Mack error, Cyrus Goodman was the one that needed protecting. And then when I was in like when High School Musical, the musical, the series was on, I had these episodes, Ricky and Gina was the ones that needed to be protected because their relationship went off somewhere at the end of season 3. If you've seen it, you would know what I'm talking about. It's that last like part when they finally confess their love for each other. No, Gina convinced her love for Ricky. No, and what got me there is like EJ said, I would say I'm mad, but I can't do that to my brother. I was like, didn't you just hate him? I don't know, like a season ago. So why are we, and you still hate him? Because you knew that Gina liked Ricky and Ricky liked Gina. Why are we shocked? Why are we shocked? Like, there's no reason to. There's no reason at all to. Anyways, so the next scene, Charlie is going to form, which is like homeroom, and they say at the UK, in UK, I think. I just searched what form is, and it just said like some like homeroom. So I'm guessing that what this is. So he meets Nick Nelson, Nick Nelson? Oh my gosh. Oh, who plays Nick Nelson? Isn't like his name is Nick as well? That's funny. Okay, I should already know this. Who plays Nick Nelson? Not Mick. Nick Nelson. Oh, that's my name. I'm Nick. Not Nick Nelson. Imagine. Okay, Nick Nelson. Who plays Nick Nelson? Who plays Nick Nelson? Okay. Not how hard. Oh, Kit Connor plays Nick Nelson. Yes, Kit Connor. Him and Joe Locke just plays Nick and Charlie so well that they are so. The casting for this, for Nick, no, wait, for Charlie, they wanted like an unknown actor, which they found one, Joe Locke, but Kit Connor has already done acting before. He think he done it when he was like a little kid, and he played someone in a TV show. He played somebody, the character's younger self. I can't remember, but anyways. So Nick and Charlie has their first high of many, 'cause in the next scene, they simply have a cute montage where they say hi to each other, and it's so cute. But then, do you know who has to ruin it? Ben freaking Hope. So after their cute montage, Nick and not Nick. Why I keep saying Nick? Because I think that's a perfect name. Charlie and Ben meet up and they kiss. But Ben decided he wants to wipe it off and he said, "Don't tell anybody that we're dating." That's. I can't be mad at that. I can't. I want to. But then he has a reason for me to get mad in a later scene. But like, I get Ben don't want to be out. Okay, great, fine, whatever. So Charlie catches Nick doing his homework and offers to give him answers. And Nick doesn't use him like cough cough. Ben does. To make his work easier and even tries to help Charlie from taking his homework. This leads to them him accidentally drawing on Charlie's hand, and he drew a smiley face. I'm not okay. My heart, it was there. I can't. But the moment when Nick and Charlie is walking through the halls, guess who they see? Guess. Like, I want you to take an educated guess. His name is Ben Hope. Ben Hope. And I could just call him Ben, but then that means I have to like him. And if you didn't know that, if you don't know, I don't like Ben. I would keep saying that. I would keep saying I don't like Ben. Because I don't like Ben. Ben can die in the hole. So they pass by Ben, and Charlie tries to say hey and hi. See, when he says hi, I knew that something was going to happen because hi is Charlie's and Nick's thing. So when Charlie says hi to Ben, he says, do I know you? I was like, oh, what? This man tried to pretend like he didn't know Charlie. Okay. Calm down, Nicholas, calm down. You know, did I mention I hated him? Because if I didn't, I do. So Tao, what can I say about Tao? Tao has his haircut. Oh, it gets on my nerves. It's like, have you seen like the Wendy's person, like the Wendy's spokeswoman who like has the two curls? It's like that, and it's like it's ugly, and he wears a beanie. With the curls on top of his head, like with the curls sticking out, which it's ugly. So Tao is one of those friends who like try to gatekeep his friends, which is not okay. That's not okay. Like if Charlie wants to get ahead of myself. So at lunchtime, nope. Tao then catches Charlie gazing off at Nick playing rugby and refers to him as a golden retriever. Which that's true. He kind of looks like a golden retriever with his hair. And he is confused about the two dis what the two discussed and form every morning. And we get a cute scene where Nick Penn explodes. This scene right out of Alice Oseman graphic novel. Oh, like, it's the cutest scene ever. And I'm glad, like, that's the only scene that they got it from the book. Now in season two, they're in Paris, so I don't know where they're gonna take from the book from that. Like, the Paris plot, that's in the books. I know we're gonna see Nick's dad. Hopefully, they'll have some about Nick's eating disorder in there, and like the new season, and Charlie's brother, Nick's brother, who is very much homophobic or biphobic, since Charlie's bi. I guess, I don't know what it's called actually. Later at lunch, Charlie hides in Mr. AJ's classroom, though he swears he isn't actually hiding. Charlie eventually opens up to Mr. AJ about Ben and how he feels. The little twerp won't even acknowledge him from the outside. Mr. AJ's advice is for Charlie to talk to Ben and sort out what's going on, but Charlie has an ongoing issue with honesty about his feelings. Honestly, same. If, like, you want to talk to me, no, don't. If you want to talk about my feelings, no. If I'm the kind of person, like, I don't want to talk about my feelings because I feel like my feelings are important to people. And you know what? That's fine. But, like, and if a person wants to, like, talk about their feelings to me, that's, like, great. I will listen and I will give you any advice that you need. Like, there was times where me and my friend be talking and she wants to, like, talk to me about stuff. I'm like, great. And we can talk, and, like, I will give you advice because, like, that's what I do. Like, I love giving advice. I love giving. Receiving advice and getting, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not that kind of person who likes to, like, receive advice. Now, if it's good advice, of course I'm gonna take it. But if it's something that you haven't been thinking of, or, like, you just put it on the spot and it just sound like gibberish and nothing, I'm not gonna use it. Don't even try it. Anyways, jumps to after school where Charlie spots Ben kissing a girl before rushing off. Now, this is why I literally hate Ben. First of all, you're dating Charlie. Why are you kissing other people? And second of all, aren't you gay? And if you're not gay, you're bi. Which, that's fine if you're bi. Just say that you're bi. It's not that hard. You know, Charlie thinks that you're gay, and you are. You're just closeted, or you're bi, like Charlie, like Nick is, which we don't find that out until the next two episodes. But if you're bi, slay. You do you. So during the gym period, Nick catches sight of Charlie running, blowing the other runners out of the water, as he should. So afterwards, he meets up with him at the lockers, and Charlie imagines that Nick is asking him to go out and open up and being gay and in love with him. But really, Nick wants Charlie to join the rugby team. Charlie tries to back out, but Nick convinces him to give it a try. It is just a high school team, after all. Even his friends try to talk him out of it, but Charlie seems to be interested in joining. You know, that's great. Slay, you know, because you're spending more time with Nick, and, you know, Nick is starting to, you know, want to hang out with you. But then also, he just did it because he saw Charlie running, and, yeah. Anyways, Before practice, Charlie overhears the guys talking about him. Oh my gosh, shut up with that. When I first saw that, I was like, why are we talking crap about your new teammate? Number one. Number two, why are you being homophobic? Like, I need answers. Now, Harry was written in the books to be homophobic. Now, in the books, Charlie's friends, not Charlie, Nick's friends were so nicer than this. Like, they were like accepting. Were they confused at first? Of course. Like, who's. I don't know if say when, like, my friends found out I was gay that they were confused. But, like, they accepted me. But, like, Nick's friends are so much nicer in like in the novels. Like during the movie scene in the novels, they are friends. Like all of them are friends. Why are they not friends in the TV show? That's one thing I wish they didn't change. But it was for drama, so it was for drama. And I got to remember that. Some things were changed because it needed drama. But he continues with the idea of joining a rugby team, and during practice, he even gets tackled a few times. No, he even tackles Nick a few times. The star rugby player, he said, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna tackle. But, he wasn't supposed to do that, so. The next few days flash by as we get a montage of the rugby team practicing where Nick and the team teach Charlie how to play. That's what you're supposed to do. Be a team. Be there for each other. Slay. But he isn't the only one who's going through a change or a struggle. We get a glimpse of Tao missing Elle, and Elle trying to find her place in her new school. We also see Ben, again, for what reason, who doesn't seem happy about Charlie's choices to ignore him. Oh no, Charlie sees you kiss a girl and you're so mad about how he won't talk to you and other stuff. Well, one, I'm gonna give you a list of why. One, you want to keep your relationship a secret. Again, that's fine because you don't want to be out yet. Slay. Two, he caught you kissing a girl, which you didn't tell him about that either. He just saw you. So, and the third one, you wiped off a kiss that you that you that he gave you. You wiped it off. Who does that? Who does that? Please tell me. Please tell me because I want to know who does that. I don't know. I want to know because have do I miss something? Like, are you supposed to do that? Because it's giving you don't want to be with them. It's giving you thought you ate but you didn't. That's what it's giving. Go die in the ground, please. Die in the ground, Ben Hope. Die in the ground. So Charlie and Nick go through their separate ways home. Charlie struggles to find a way to open a communication between him and Nick, and eventually settles to saying thank you with an X, which makes Nick smile and us too. We can't stop smiling right along with them. No, like literally for real. Whenever I see my children, I'm going to call them my children because I want to protect them at all costs. Like I said, whenever I see my children be happy, I'm just happy, and I can't ah. And that was episode one. So what did we learn from episode one? We learned that when Nick and Charlie first saw each other, they instantly fell in love. Cause like, if you see it, like in real time, you know that they fell in love. And like in the leaves, oh my gosh, so I have to talk about this. So there's like tiny bits of animation. It's like some tiny details from the books. Like there's leaves whenever like somebody like has a cute heart moment, leaves just start going everywhere, and it's like so cute. And then there's a part where Nick and Charlie is watching a movie, and Nick tries to like wants to hold Charlie's hand, and when he gets close to his hand, fireworks just starts going off, and when he takes it away, they like die down. And when he goes back there, they start going back. And it's like, it's the cutest thing ever. And that like happens every time they hold hands. And like, I'm here for it. I cannot take it. It's, oh, and we learned that Ben Hope, I don't like him, as I keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying it. So if you don't like it, you can go off this and don't listen, because I'm gonna be saying this a lot. Ben, I don't like Ben. Ben can die in a hole. And I would see, okay, I'm saying I hate Ben, but like, I see Ben don't want to come out. He don't want to know that he's dating, people know he's dating a guy. Slay. What? That's good for you. You can eat that up. But, you know, it's like, it's the way that he's like doing it though. Like, he's being mean to Charlie. Charlie's trying to be understanding. Like he's trying to be the best partner he can. But like, since day one they met, oh my gosh, like there's a flashback to when they like started, like when they met. It was the cutest thing. He was so nice. Like, it was the cutest thing. But then I think after the Christmas break, things just like, ugh. Cause it was text like through their Christmas break, and Charlie tried to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, but Ben didn't want to reply to Charlie's text. Like, he sent a lot of them and like no reply at all. Oh, either one, you're cheating. We both know, like we all know, that this man is cheating. Now, I don't know if they started dating when Ben and Charlie started dating, or if they started dating afterwards. Let's hope it was afterwards, because I don't need that on Charlie. Like, Charlie is already a good person. Like, he already don't want to talk to people. Why is Ben doing this? Because Ben doesn't care about nobody but himself. Ben can die in a ditch. I'm going to keep saying it, like I said, because I don't like him, as you can tell. But this episode, but now on to episode 2, which is titled Crush, Slay, titled Crush, and this episode is all about Elle. So, and Crush, Elle struggles fitting in a new school, while Tao tries to convince Charlie that Nick is straight. Okay. But it seems that Nick might be struggling with some questions of his own. So it opens with Nick strolls through Charlie's Instagram. He comes across a photo of the school hallway with a caption of how much Charlie hates it there. And we finally learn that Charlie was being bullied for being gay, or being bullied after he comes out, or before he came out. I think he was after. It never said it. All they said is that, you know, Charlie came out. Context clues. Charlie came out and he was being bullied. I am stupid. You know, I got some notes, but somehow I wrote that part very wrong. So Nick struggles to figure out what to say to Charlie about the situation with Ben before finally settling on asking how he's feeling, and Charlie tries to play it off as he is okay, but Nick gently reminds him that he is there if he ever needs anyone to talk to. Stop! Oh my god! This gives Charlie the courage to be honest with Nick, as he should. Then we get a little flashback of how Ben approached Charlie before the Christmas break. Shut the fuck up. Excuse me. Shut the freak up. I don't want to cut some of this podcast. Shut the freak up. No, because if you give me a flashback, I'm not going to watch it. Especially with Ben and Charlie when they started dating. Shut up. I don't care for Ben. Okay, I'm going to say this. I think I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Ben was a nice person when he met Charlie. He was the nicest. Like, he saw Charlie playing drums and he wanted to go over there and, you know, shoot his shot with Charlie. So, you know, it worked and they started dating. You know, Ben was nice. What happened? I need to know. It didn't say what happened. How did Ben become Ben? How did Ben become the Ben that I hate? Because it never really said had this Ben become that Ben. Never said. So, you know, there's a flashback and we get a little, yeah. Then we're taking back to the present, the less of Ben we have, the better. So Charlie thanks Nick and calls him his supportive straight friend. When Nick doesn't deny, though we can see through his reaction to Charlie's heart, Nick might be struggling with some feelings of his own. Yeah. And Higgs else settles in for another day of school when her teacher, Miss Greenwood, confronts her about not having friends. One, I know I don't have friends. Two, why are you coming to me and telling me I don't have friends? And then you want to say that I will set you up with a friend. No, we don't do that. Do not set me up with no friend. One, that makes me look like I'm desperate for a friend. And two, why would somebody do that? Especially a teacher. Now, I would see if it was a friend and like you want to like be friends with that friend of that friend. That friend of a friend. It's a friend and that friend wants to be friends with their friend. Fine. Slight. But like if you're a teacher trying to find a student friend, that's kind of weird. I'm not saying like, okay, if a teacher ever done that, okay, I'm not going to be angry. But it's like, I can make my own friends. Thank you. Thank you though. I can make my own friends. But Elle turns down the offer and promises to make a friend in the next few weeks. It does seem that Elle has her eye on a certain blonde girl though. Next, we return to Charlie, rereading his text from Nick. When town, Isaac, oh my gosh, Isaac, he is a mood. Isaac is a mood. So Isaac isn't really a character that's in the books. He's only a character that was made for the TV show. I don't know why, but like there was already a friend that Nick and Charlie and Tao had and Elle had. I don't remember his name. I just read the books like not too long ago and I forgot his name. Whenever I read something, I forget, especially a book. And I did enjoy the it's like a graphic novel. Now I did enjoy the graphic novels of Heartstopper, but somehow I don't remember anything except like the plots. I know they went to Paris. I know that Nick has an eating disorder. I know that Nick's brother is very biphobic. I don't know what to say about that. So when Tal and Isaac glances over his shoulder, Tal is very vocal about Nick's sexuality. Oh my gosh. Okay, I know I keep stopping, but I have to go. I have to say this because it got on my nerves when I first heard about it. So Kit Connor, he plays Nick Nelson. So when this show came out, people thought he was queer baiting. Now, if you don't know what queer baiting is, it's a straight person pretending like he is in the LGBT, gay, bi, or whatever they pretend to be. But, you know, people thought Kit Connor was doing that. One. We're going to take a break, but when we come back from break, we're going to do our next discussion titled Kiss, Episode 3. But until then, enjoy the sweet sounds of Mr. Harry Styles. Welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed that break, and I hope you enjoyed the voice of Mr. Harry Styles, because, you know, I've been enjoying his voice ever since One Direction, and he was the best member of One Direction. And when One Direction broke up, I was very much heartbroken. But y'all, so before we get back into it, I was searching on the internet for like looking at old One Direction songs, and it told me that I think it was Zayn. He was talking crap, and he said that he was the best member of One Direction. He said he was the best member. He said because of him, One Direction was a thing. I'm like, who though? Who? Because you must be talking about Mr. Harold Styles, because it wasn't you. It wasn't you, and that's why your music has no rhythm. That's why your music is top 30. And Mr. Harry Styles is at number one. So you saying that you're the best thing that came out of One Direction, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I don't see it. Anyways, the next episode is episode 3, is titled The Kiss, and Nick searching online and doing a quiz, trying to determine if he's gay or not. The quiz he does come back at 62%, telling Nick keeps all his bottled up inside and brushes aside that the gym chatter and Tara and Imogen later that afternoon. Imogen can, I'm hard for them to Imogen. She's not the worst character, but she that's like the star drama. That's it. Okay, so we start last episode. Nick is sitting in his room and he's Googling if he's gay, and that isn't helpful at all. Asking, okay, it all just leaves from the it just leaves him feeling more conflict than ever. And while waiting for school to start the next day, Nick is invited to Harry's birthday party, and Imogen, the girl who got him about texting someone else last episode, pushes for Nick to invite her as well. It's clear that she likes him, though we wonder if he even notices, and he doesn't. But like he does, but he doesn't like her. Cause do he even like girls? We'll find out. He don't. Well, I mean, he is bi, so slay. I'm so tired. Later on in the locker room, the guys talk about Nick having two girls to pick from at the party. It seems like Tara and Imogen are going to be there. Well, Tara is a lesbian, and Imogen is Imogen. I have no problems with her, but you know, Nick's like Charlie. Tara and Imogen, the girl who got him about text, okay. Later on in the locker room, the guys talk about Nick having two girls, yeah. It seems like Tara and Imogen will be there, but Nick stands firm that he doesn't like Imogen, yes. He says that very much clear, but they don't listen, which prompts the guys to go on about Tara. Tara is a lesbian. He doesn't like her. He doesn't deny this might be his chance to get with her. And poor Charlie has to sit and listen to all of this and form. Nick asked Charlie to come with him to Harry's party as well. Charlie tries to say no, but Nick really wants him to be there. Oh my god, yes he does, and oh my god, this episode it really got me, cause at the party, Nick and Charlie, I don't want to spoil it because I haven't got to that part yet, like in the discussion, but I'm gonna get there. It's gonna be so later on, okay. So that night, Charlie shares the news with Tal, Elle, and Isaac. Ella is excited for him, but Tao quickly points out that they already have plans. Charlie tries to get them to reschedule, but Tao won't budge. Tao tries to get the others to back him up, but Isaac doesn't want to bother joining the Grey, and Elle tells Charlie that everything is going to be fine and have fun. But we know Tal isn't going to let this go. No, you see, Tal, I said this already, but Tal gatekeeps his friends. And I don't know, because it's like he just loves his friends and doesn't want to let them go. But then also, your friend is allowed to like somebody and is Charlie's gay? Like, wait, is Charlie straight? I mean, he's not gay, he's bi. So what did he want from him? Nothing, actually. The night of the party arrives, Charlie is dropped off with the promise that if he needs to leave, then just call. He makes his way through the party looking for Nick, who is spending time with his mates. His mates are very much annoying. He makes his way through the party looking, okay. But Nick seems preoccupied when the two finally meet up. We learn that he has been waiting for Charlie the whole time. Yes. So cut to Tao's house as Elle arrives. It seems fantastic to see Tao's mom be so supportive of her. Yes, like, we love us as a supportive queen. We love people who support the trans community. Slut. I'm crazy. So, and supportive of her and inquire her about school and how she's doing. Elle and Tao rush upstairs to settle on the movie when Isaac sends a message claiming he is sick and bails as well, leaving the two of them alone. Oh my god. Oh. New couple's gonna form and I'm here for it. Oh my gosh, because Elle and Tao, like, I don't know if they got together. I think they did. I forgot which episode of that, but it doesn't really say they got together, but like they got together because, you know, they're cute together. Back at the party, Nick's friends find him and Charlie chatting together. They pull Nick away to see Tara and attempt to get the two to rekindle their romantic relationship. One, didn't they like have one kiss like in sixth grade? There's no rekindle love. They were like, I don't know, how are you in sixth grade? In sixth grade, I was like, I don't know. I think I was like, how old was I in sixth grade? I'd have been like 12. No, I wasn't. Sixth grade? This is just sad. How old was I in sixth grade? Oh my gosh. I had to be like, I was 12, I think. I don't know. I was a very tall sixth grader, so I don't know. Charlie doesn't seem to know how to deal with it and rushes off. Okay, so romantic relationship. Very awkward for all the party involved. Charlie doesn't know how to deal with it and he rushes off. We shift to Tao's house, where he opens up about Elle, about Charlie's recent changes. The fact that he bailed on them for a rich way party, his crush on Nick, and that Nick stole Charlie. Elle doesn't want to argue about this and goes back to watching the movie. Tao, you need to calm down, please, because Charlie is allowed to have friends. Charlie's allowed to like whoever you want. Like, you literally have him as a friend. Like, you see him every day. And I get that you don't want to friend your friends get hurt. I get that. Like, there's many times where I never want to get like have my friends to be hurt, because like I love them too much. But you know, you just gotta let them be them. Slay. I need to stop saying slay for real. I've been saying that. So I hope you enjoyed that break, and I hope you enjoyed the vocals of a Mr. Harry Styles. So we're on to the next episode that's titled Kiss. So the Heartstopper continues episodes 3, Kiss. The last episode ended with Nick seeking answers surrounding his feelings for Charlie. Now Nick is invited to a birthday party for one of his mates. He asks Imogen, but then he turns around and asks Charlie. And when he hits the party, Tara, he runs into Tara and Darcy, who have decided not to hide their relationship anymore. Okay, let's get on to the episode. So it picks up where we left off last episode, where Nick is in his room searching on Google to see if he was gay because he has feelings for Charlie. Now, that doesn't help because it conflicts him even more. While waiting for school to start, Nick is invited to Harry's birthday party. And later on in the locker room, the guys talk about Nick having two girls to pick from at the party. It seems that Tara and Imogen are going to be there. But Nick stands firm that he doesn't like Imogen, which prompts the guys to go on about Tara. He doesn't deny that this might be a chance to get with her, and poor Charlie has to sit and listen to all of this. Inform. Nick asks Charlie to come to Harry's party with him as well. Charlie tries to say no, but Nick really wants him to be there. That night, Charlie shares the news with Tal, Elle, and Isaac. Elle is excited for him, but Tal quickly points out they already have plans. Charlie tries to get them to reschedule, but Tal won't budge. Tal tries to get the others to back him up, but Isaac doesn't even bother joining the Grey. And Elle tells Charlie that everything is going to be fine and have fun. But we know Tal isn't going to let this go, and he doesn't. The night of the party, Charlie arrives. Charlie is dropped off with a promise that if he needs to leave, then just call. He makes his way through the party, looking for Nick, who is spending time with his mates. But Nick seems preoccupied, and when the two finally meet up, we learn that he has been waiting for Charlie this whole time. Elle arrives at Tal's house, and it's fantastic to see Tal's mom be so supportive of her and inquire about her school and how she's doing. Elle and Tal rush upstairs to settle in the movie when Isaac sends a message claiming he is sick and Belle's as well, leaving the two of them alone. Back at the party, Nick's friends find him and Charlie chatting together. They pull Nick away to see Tara and attempt to get them to rekindle their romantic relationship that, to be added, they had when they were in fifth grade. Why are we trying to rekindle a relationship that when you were children? Childs. Very, very awkward for all parties involved. Charlie doesn't seem to know how to deal with it and he rushes off. We shift back to Tal's house, where he opens up to Elle about Charlie's recent changes. The fact that he bailed on them for a rich party boy, his crush on Nick, and that Nick has stolen Charlie. Elle doesn't want to argue about this and goes back to watching the movie. Nick is owning his own awkward situation as he tries to talk to Tara and explains what he thinks is going on. Tara opens up to Nick about her relationship with Darcy, as she should, because they're together and they decided to stop hiding it, period. They aren't looking to make a big announcement, but just to not hide it about how they feel anymore. In turn, Nick opens up about being friends with Charlie and even calls him his best friend, but they're about to be more. When Tara and Darcy head off to dance, Nick realizes that Charlie has disappeared. He heads off to find him, but Harry and others find Nick first. They make some pretty homophobic comments. Okay, saying that Charlie has a crush on Nick and da-da-da-da and all that stuff. And it turns out that he doesn't want to be friends with them anymore. Well, no, duh. Why would you even friends with them to begin with? He doesn't bother hanging around and see what they say, and he heads off to find Charlie instead. Now we turn to Tal's house, where he apologizes for making the night awkward, but Elle is right, change is good sometimes. She opens up about the party, have might not been even bad, since she has friends there. Tal is excited that she finally made friends at the school, and Elle shares that she was worried about how people would react to her, so she kept her distance. But this change is a good one. She feels safe and happy in her new school. It seems that more might be changing on the horizon as Tal reaches over and chains and holds her hand. Oh, I cannot. Oh, they're going to get married. They're going to have children. I know it. Back at the party, Charlie wanders off on his own and runs into Ben. Ugh, Ben can die in a hole. While Nick rushes around looking for him, while Charlie argue with Ben, who just can't get a hint. Y'all broke up. Why are you still talking to Charlie? You're done. You're old news. You're the ex. Let him find Nick. Goodness. Tal and Elle promises that their friendship will always come first. Elle thinks it is a bit dramatic, but she agrees anyway. While Nick is searching for Charlie, Imogen stops him and gets him to dance with her. He tries to get away, but she won't let him go. She even drops that she likes him and wants to be with him. Nick looks extremely uncomfortable and manages to break off for her. He dashes off to find Charlie. He stops Dara. He spots Dara, Tara, and Darcy in the crowd, who had decided they weren't hiding anymore. So they share a kiss. Oh my gosh. Nick finally finds Charlie, who tells Nick that he felt like he was in the way and that Nick's friends are intimidating. But Charlie doesn't see them as friends anymore, and he shares that he likes to hang out with Charlie instead. Charlie switched the conversation over into running into Ben, but he handled it like a boss, as he should. Nick decides it's too loud, and the two head off to find somewhere quieter to hang out. That somewhere is a big empty room all to themselves. Charlie finally gets the courage to ask about Tara and if Nick has a crush on someone. The conversation flows, and Charlie asks if Nick would date or kiss someone who wasn't a girl. Yes, he did. And would date or kiss or someone who wasn't a girl. Most importantly, would Nick kiss Charlie? Okay. Mixed with that, with the little pinky holding between them, it's giving very a Bridgerton. That's my first show as well. Nick saying yes, and the two drifting together, closer together, and we have got ourselves our first kiss and then some. Oh, yes, their first kiss, Nick's and Charlie's first kiss, and their only kiss, to be exact. Like, throughout the rest of the series, they don't kiss anymore. Now there's some hand holding. There's some highs, but there's some more kissing, which I'm okay with that, actually. Like, come on now. Their first kiss, their only kiss in the season. Oh my gosh. The moment is ruined as Nick hears his friends looking for him and he bolts out the room, leaving Charlie behind. Outside, he tells the guys that he must have just been in a bad mood before rushing back to find Charlie. But Charlie called his dad to come pick him up and take him home. That night, he struggles with what happened. Kiss comes to an end the very following day when Charlie wakes to no messages but someone banging at the door. And guess who it is? It is Nick standing in the rain. He's standing in the rain. There is no umbrella. He has no umbrella. He's just standing in the rain. Like, imagine. Like, I'm gonna be honest because I have to be honest. But this show has made me believe in love again because I thought love was dead. But this show has made me believe in love again and made me seem like I'm gonna find somebody on my own. But guess what? I won't. But anyways, that's trauma dumping. Anyways, that was episode 3. That wasn't a very long episode, but we did get our first Charlie and Nick kiss. And Charlie also told Ben off, as he should, pop off king, as he should. So we are on our last episode. Episode 4. Now it's time for our last episode of this part one which is titled Secrets. So the journey continues in secret as Nick and Charlie sort through their feelings and decided to keep building their relationship as a secret. But is that something either of them wants? Let's find out. So the episode starts with Nick standing on Charlie's doorstep in the rain. He apologizes for not messaging him and just wanting to talk in person. The two of them head upstairs to Charlie's room. Charlie apologizes for pushing Nick to kiss him. He's worried that the night before would ruin their friendship. Then they kiss again. Nick apologizes again for how he acted after the kiss. He was having a full-on gay crisis. I never heard of that. I heard of a crisis. I heard about being gay and having a crisis. But I never heard of a full-on gay crisis. And I'm living for that, I guess. Charlie promises not to say anything until he is ready to come out to the world. Period. The next morning at school, Charlie's all smiles as he walks through the hallway. I just love seeing Charlie smiling. I love seeing Charlie happy because last year he was getting bullied because he was gay, and now that he has Nick in his life, everything is all smiles and rainbows, and I'm here for it, and I'm living. Now jump to Charlie, who was spending his lunch hour with Nick in Mrs. AJ's office. AJ's classroom, again. Nick is worried that Charlie would think that he is being like Ben because he wants to hide their relationship until he's ready to come out. Now, I'm going to give you the difference between Mr. Nick Nelson and Mr. Benford Hope. So, Nick, he is the nicest guy. He treats Charlie right. He is just all around a great person. Now, Mr. Ben Erford Hope, or Ben Hope, or whatever I call him, he is rude, he is mean, he treated Charlie because, you know, he broke it up. He treated Charlie like he was crap. And for what? I don't know. Because he bullied him for no reason. Ugh. Later at rugby, Charlie is still struggling with the contact portion of the sport. After practice, Coach Singh tries to give him some encouragement. They're going to need him if somebody gets hurt. The entire school is gossiping, okay, over at Higgs. The entire school is gossiping about Tara and Darcy kissing at the party. Even Imogen feels like she has to question Tara. And why? Sis, why are you even in this? Your character is not even in the novel. Why are you here? Why are you even talking to the main characters? Why are you even thinking you're more important to the story than they are? It's giving want to be the main character vibes. And it's not giving as it should give. I'm sorry. Okay. Nick and Tal have a slight altercation at lunch. Tal sees Nick as a friend thief and is worried about that Charlie is going to end up getting hurt. Poor Tal. At the rugby match, Tal, L, Isaac, and Tara and Darcy show up to support Charlie's big game. But things are about to get even worse when the other team shows up and Charlie realizes that they look like grown men. I mean, they were like huge. They was not children. No, I refuse. The game starts and they are getting crushed. Charlie is even getting picked on by his own team. Charlie gets pushed on the ground and his nose starts bleeding. And the game stops because of the weather, and Charlie gets carried to the nurse's office. Nick follows behind Charlie, apologizes for making... Nick follows behind him. Charlie apologizes for making things awkward for Nick. But Nick knows that he is the one in the wrong, and shouldn't be forcing Charlie to hide their relationship. And at the end, Tal and Elle overhears Imogen asking Nick out, and he says yes. And that's where the episode ends. Okay. Okay, y'all, I can't even talk. Okay, so we, okay. Imogen, it's she's asking out, and he said yes, but it's not because that like, he wanted to. It's because you know he was surrounded by his mates, and Nick and Charlie is hiding their relationship, and he didn't know what to say, so he just said yes. So that's where the episode ends, and it I guess it ended on an okay note. Well. This was the end of this part one of this Heartstopper discussion. Next episode, part two, I'm going to discuss episode 5 through 8. And the 8th episode is the end of season one. So I hope you will come back for part two, where I will discuss episode 5 through 8, 8 being the last episode of that season. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you then. Bye.